Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Today, we'll explore how to keep a Kingdom of God perspective in the midst of the Israel-Iran conflict. Then, a ministry seeks restoration in the lives of Christian women who have been abused for their faith. We'll tell you what's going on and how you can find your place in the story in just a few moments. But first, it's day five of Israel and Iran's open exchange of fire. Israel's stated goal is to remove Iran's nuclear program, but Iran says it's blatant aggression and called for the United Nations to condemn the attacks. In The Clamor, Samuel with Redemptive Stories points out one way to keep a Kingdom of God perspective: remember that the church is still present in the instability.
There are believers, our brothers and sisters, on both sides of this conflict.
This should ground us in love and direct our prayers, like when Samuel met an Iranian Christian this week in a next-door country.
And meanwhile, his town with his family back home was being bombed. It just put a face to what we often might, as people from the West, perceive as the enemy, but this is really my brother.
The conflict could derail summer ministry plans in both nations.
We're concerned about either one of the sides that are currently fighting, bringing more people in with them to make the fight larger.
Samuel says the cost of following Christ rises in times like these, so pray for scripture, unity, and gospel witness to deepen among local believers.
And it's an opportunity for the church to be prepared to really be faithful under pressure in all of these spaces, in Israel and Iran. Hope must not be framed really in geopolitical outcomes, but in the unshakable reign of Christ.
Next, even without active conflict, translating scripture is serious business in places like Iran. Dane with Unfolding Word tells us.
The Bible is banned in Iran, so it's a very, very difficult and dangerous environment for people to do this work.
Following Christ carries a high cost.
If they catch you doing evangelism, translating the Bible, leading someone to Christ, at the very least, they will put you in prison and could be quite worse.
Still, brave believers keep going so that every people group can hear God's word in their own language.
About half of Iran's people speak a language other than the national language. That's Farsi.
And that's where Unfolding Word steps in.
We're handing off the tools and the training and the technology to help our partners create a movement of Bible translation and church planting to every least reached people group in their nation. It puts Bible translation into the hand of the church, where you're no longer dependent on Western PhD experts to do this.
The end result is worth it all.
The first time somebody hears God's word in their own language, they weep.
Pray for the Lord's favor and blessing upon church-centric Bible translators in Iran. And Christian women face distinct dangers in countries where following Jesus is a crime. Kate, a Voice of the Martyrs Canada partner, says,
what we see women face, that they are often targeted and trafficked across borders or into cities because of their identity in Jesus.
Women are targeted for their perceived purity, a symbol of the community's honor.
Those who want to break down the Christian community know that if they violate and break down women, you break down the whole core of that very identity of that society.
Many abused women find little support in those churches. Shame often silences them, and in some cases, they're seen as cursed.
That's a distortion of belief systems and cultural norms that comes into that.
The ministry launched Restorations Training, in particular in South Asia. It tackles harmful theology and cultural views and highlights how Jesus restored women and their dignity.
And as her pastor or brother or father, we are going to make sure, with her permission, that she has a voice, or we are her voice for her.
So pray that as the gospel spreads around the world, it'll heal the societal and cultural wounds that harm its most vulnerable members. You can find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.